B-Pod Studios.
We have a stooge on hold. Ahoy.
Hey.
See? Was I right? Hey, Tony D'Amico, Cape Crepe and Chowder. What's going on? I think this is the first call of the year. Happy New Year to my old buddy up there in Cape Coral.
That is exactly why I called.
Well, good.
To wish you fellas a crappy New Year.
Happy. Look.
You know what? Ever since New Year's, I've been using that line, and people crack up every time.
Yeah.
Happy New Year.
Yeah. So you were going to call me for a serious reason?
I have a gentleman. He's in the restaurant. I'm in the Tornado.
Okay, so a gentleman's in the restaurant right now. You're out in your car smoking.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's elderly.
Yeah.
And he's been here since 7:30. Then I'd like to leave this place. Normally, I would have just kicked the guy out.
Right. You've done that before. Okay, fella, you got to go. It's closing time.
He has been a model customer.
Oh, really?
He came in and quietly sat down, and he said, "Hello." This evidently is the only word he can say. And I says to him, "How may I help you,
sir?
May I take your order?" And he smiled pleasantly and pointed at the Sunrise Cattleman's Platter.
What's on that? Some bacon?
Well, it's
pig.
Eight eggs.
Style.
And a rack of frozen Danish-style baby back ribs.
Wow, that's pretty something for breakfast. But for one old man to order 8 eggs, any style, and some baby back ribs for breakfast, that's a big undertaking.
With complimentary toast. And I asked him, "Do you want white or whole wheat?" And he just said, "Hello." So I got white for him. Most people don't complain.
And all he said was hello and pointed at the cattlemen's.
Yeah. So I bring his food out to him. He's very happy about this. Would you like some coffee? What kind of beverage would you like? And he points at the menu and points at the tuna melt. I said, "I don't think you understand. Beverage."
Yeah, jeez.
And so I guided his hand over to the menu, and he pointed at lemonade.
After you guided his hand to it.
Right. So I asked him if, did he really want the tuna melt? He just said hello, so I brought him the lemonade and then the platter and the toast. "Hey, would you like some jam with that?" And he just smiled at me and didn't say anything.
He didn't even say hello?
No. He just smiled very pleasantly. And this gentleman, he seems like a very nice man. Do you remember the fine actor Sebastian Cabot?
Yes, I remember Sebastian Cabot, Mr. French, from A Family Affair. And he also did other stuff.
If you could picture him without the butler's uniform and the beard, you'd have this guy.
Okay, all right. Well, what has this got to do? Why is he still in the restaurant at this hour?
Because throughout the day, I would ask if I could get him anything else. Sometimes he would say hello, sometimes not, but he would smile and he would point at something on the menu. And I would keep bringing him food. This went on And after the lunch rush, I must have had three other people in there.
Was he eating anything?
He was eating everything. And he was getting it all over himself. And so finally at 1 p.m., I figured, you know, maybe I thought I had a golden goose. Maybe this guy ain't got no money. I'm getting taken. And so I says to him, sir, I am happy to continue to serve you, but we're having a shift change, and I need to close out your tab. You know what he does?
What?
He pulls out a crisp $100 bill.
Ooh, because it had it with all the stuff you were forcing on him. He was probably, racking up a hell of a tab or a bill. He pulled out a $100 bill.
Like it was brand new. Nice and crisp.
Yeah, I like those
and
crisp
I
hundreds.
Said, well, sir, that will cover your dining. However, it is customary to leave a tip.
Oh, jeez.
You know what he does?
What does he do?
He smiles that beautiful smile, and he pulls out another crisp $100 bill and hands it to
him. Ooh. Yeah?
And I said, why, sir, that is very generous of you. Please come again. And I went in the back room and, high-fived myself.
Yeah?
Suffice it to say, I made a little deposit to my online gambling. my savings account.
Maybe this guy doesn't speak English. Maybe he's taking a trust in you that he was going to get a change back. Maybe he doesn't understand.
Well, I gathered myself, and about 1:15, I go back out, and he's still there, and he's got gristle and jam and tuna fish all over his face.
Maybe
and his
he's
little sweater, and I says, I offer him a napkin, and he just smiles, and he put it on his lap. He didn't even wipe his face. It didn't occur to him. But listen.
What?
So I says, can I get you something else? And this time he points at our deluxe cheeseburger platter, and so I go to cooking. And this is going on, and I made him a barbecue chicken platter.
How much can one old man eat?
I don't know. He's eating soup now. He's getting it everywhere. And now he's leaking.
He's leaking?
This man's been here till 7:30. He has not moved from the booth, and it's starting to pool on the floor.
What the hell?
Well, I started asking around.
Yeah?
I told you, they got the guy that makes keys across the street from me.
Yeah.
I asked him, I said, you got any idea? When you were opening up, did you see this fella? He goes, I didn't see him in particular. He said, but I know your competition had a busload of people from a nursing home had breakfast there. They got some sort of contract with him. I go, well, do you know which friggin' nursing home it is? He says, no, I don't know nothing about it, and don't say my name.
So this is a guy from a nursing home?
I don't know. He says to him, is your name Mr. French? And he said, hello.
He's got
hello.
This sounds like somebody that might have Alzheimer's. He has no idea what he's doing. Tony, it is somebody that you should have called some kind of authorities or something when he's not communicating with you.
Listen, that's why I called you.
You called me? Call somebody that can help him. He's obviously not there all there. He's got Alzheimer's.
Just as a test, right before I called you, I said, we're having another shift change, sir. That'll be $300. And he peeled off $300 bills.
And you took it.
Well, they were.
You've made, you, hey, stoop. You've made $500 off a man who is obviously not there mentally. He's obviously from this old folks' home. He's probably under medical care. He's probably lost right now and needs assistance. And all you've been doing all day long is guiding his finger to your high-end items. And he's peeling a $100 bill to him. Could be a $1 bill. It could be confetti for all he knows. And you took it for $500.
You are a broadcaster, and so I was wondering if you could put out a silver alert, and then I could answer that silver alert and just take the reward out of his wallet.
Are you planning anything special?
Well, I'm glad you asked that, Faye. I was wondering how we were going to get into this little Fespic epic, one that's guaranteed to set radio back a good 10 years. A little music.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. All afternoon. We're like whiskey and liquor, hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
Like most of you, financially devastated ex-husbands, unrepentantly proud fathers, and underappreciated employees. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
everybody. Stan and Haney, Tuesday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. I want to take care of this so I don't forget during the show of some posts that we have on our website now.
You think that's funny?
Yeah. Here we go. Yeah, I think I'm not trying to be funny right now. I'm just trying
to. I'm just asking. You think that's funny? Come on, he's not prepared.
I know. That's why I'm saying it. Give him a little slack. What are you talking about? I got it pulled up loud and ready to go. Again, you have problems on your end with some switch over there. Because I'm ready over here for problems.
And he's being willfully insubordinate. Oh. I haven't heard him calling you Big Stan.
Not in a while. See, I've got it turned on.
What the hell's going on? Blinking all over
Rob,
the place?
You got a microphone that works over there? Let me see.
This computer might need to be rebooted again.
Oh, feel free to reboot. Go ahead, just
Stan,
reboot.
Do you want me to handle it?
Well, guy, if you think you know what's best.
Well,
If
I overstep my bounds, you let me know.
Is there a signal you want me to give you?
No,
if
no.
Overstep your bounds?
Sure.
Like, you've overstepped your bounds?
Yeah, okay. That'd be good.
Okay.
You know, Rob, 'tis a poor craftsman that blames his tools.
This one's on me. I should have known this computer sucks.
You'll see him. You know what? I'm going to hold off on that until he's ready so you can see him. And the people at home will know what I'm talking about. Here's what else I want to... And this came out today. Stan's Rock News. Stan's Rock and Roll News. Ozzy's got the Parkinson's.
I saw that. I didn't see the actual interview. I read it.
I did see the interview, too.
I didn't want to watch it because I guess he got emotional.
He and Sharon got emotional, but he got emotional. He was, Ozzy's Ozzy, but he was about as honest as I've seen him.
Well, he's always been honest.
And that's what I mean. And he was, here's the story. If you haven't heard it by now, because the news broke this morning on Good Morning America, the metal legend revealed his health issues in an interview today with Robin Roberts on Good Morning America. Osborne said he found out that he had a degenerative condition while recovering from a fall that forced him to cancel his 2019 tour plans. He has Parkin 2, which is a form of Parkinson's disease.
So is Parkin the old man, and then his son came up with a bunch
Parkin
of variations?
Two, yes. Sharon Osborne said this while sitting next to her husband. She says there are so many different types of Parkinson's. It's not a death sentence by any stretch of the imagination, but it does affect certain nerves in his body, and so much with Parkinson's. And this is the truth. You have a good day. You have a good day. And then you have a really bad day.
Well, few things worse than neuropathy.
And Ozzy.
And Ozzy dealing with pain with his history of addictions. I don't know what they can give him.
And his fall and his surgery that he had. Ozzy added that he is on a host of medications. He described after his surgery that he has numbness down his arms.
And legs.
And his legs keep getting cold. He doesn't know if it's the Parkinson's or what, but he says it's a problem because during his surgery earlier last year, they cut nerves. And he said, I'd never heard of nerve pain. And now it's a very weird feeling for me. There was no mention of plans to postpone or cancel Ozzy's upcoming tour, which is scheduled to kick off the end of May at the State Farm Arena in Atlanta. Now it got very emotional. Fighting through tears, Sharon said it's important for her husband to be on stage and feel the love of his fans. It just means so much to him. what he does. He loves to perform. It is the air that he breathes. And this is the longest he's never been on stage. And it's time for him to get back out on the road because, well, he's driving her mad. Osborne's new album is set to come out next month as well, too. There's from the interview with Ozzy and his wife, Sharon. But a form of Parkinson's disease. And that is a cruel, cruel disease. And he said he's on a mild medication for that as well. Here's something, and I saw this story. Remember Dave Parker from the Pittsburgh Pirates? We Are Family, big home run hitter, superstar, later traded to the Cincinnati Reds. The Cobra.
Yeah.
Just saw a report. He is in really bad shape with Parkinson's disease. They had his wife and him talking about it. There he is. And he's suffering through a bad bout with Parkinson's. He has trouble walking. He falls. And he said the exact same thing that Ozzy and Sharon said during their report this morning. He has really good days where it's like, I feel like I can, you know, maneuver around and do, and then you have a bad day where it is,
which is so
debilitating.
Which is so demoralizing, because as soon as you think, okay, I got this, I can do this, and then it's,
and then
you can't.
But I was shocked to see Dave Parker as well suffering from Parkinson's.
Well, you know, it's our fault. We live too long. The body is designed to peak in the late 30s.
He's still a young guy, though. He's in his 50s.
No, I understand. I'm saying that the human body, the design for it is it's meant to be used through the 30s. After that, you're on your own. It's out of warranty.
Yeah. Oh, here, now that Rob's got things going back again, our celebrity photo of the day. Remember him? Butch Patrick, Eddie Munster, in the studio with us in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
And then I want to thank Linda Mulch, who has allowed us to see the pictures that she had in Cape Coral in the early 60s. And we have posted a few of the
pictures. She's got some amazing pictures.
And we have the picture of the Corvette from Route 66. It's posted up for all of you to see.
If you're wondering what Cape Coral looked like, what Cape Coral was in the early 60s, these are incredible photos.
And here's something else. She told me after we were off the air yesterday. You know those books that you can get at the bookstore and you see them at the souvenir shops all the time? The history of Fort Myers, the history of Naples, those little paperback books that have been around forever. They have the history of Cape Coral, and it's a picture of a car riding on the water. And that's the cover of the Cape Coral history book that you can get it all over the place. And she said, I didn't know it until they published it. The guy sitting in the car in the front there is her dad.
Yeah.
Driving in the floating car on the the history of Cape Coral book. All right, a lot of stuff to do today. Mike Chinopoulos is going to be in here. We're got a chance for you to win a thou. Today, we're going to play Stan's Name That Movie. Whole bunch of other things. Yeah. I got a good story from the for the
local.
You think
that's funny?
There's the book. Zoom it up. And the guy waving?
Yep.
That's your dad.
Well, there's two guys waving.
Yeah, the guy closest to you.
Oh, look at that.
All right.
You think that's funny?
Yeah, do I think that's funny or something?
You guys think you're funny.
Huh? Yeah, man.
You really do?
Yeah. What about it?
You think this is funny?
Yeah. Well, I'm doing a historical kind of human interest. I'm not trying to crack jokes or anything.
At this particular moment.
It's not like, you know, funny thing. It's a human Ozzy and
so
Dave
you're
Parker.
So you're not claiming that
I'm
it's
not
funny.
Claiming this is supposed
it's
to be funny.
It's not being represented as funny.
I don't think I did that.
You guys think you're funny.
Well, when we have to be.
You really do?
Yeah.
Well, you think you're sober?
You think this is funny?
You really do?
You really do?
We'll be back. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Thanks to our wide selection of thousands of promotional items, you'll certainly find what you need for meetings with clients, welcome baskets, events, product launches, holiday parties, trade shows, and team building. So trust 4imprint for impressions that build trust with clients, engagement that's exciting for prospects, and gestures that lead to meaningful conversations with anyone you work with. For confidence that inspires everyone around you, start with certainty. Explore thousands of promotional products at 4imprint.com. That's the number 4imprint.com. 4imprint. For certain.
Remember the first time you drove a manual car in traffic? Everything was fine until the dreaded hill. Could you do it? Could you let the clutch out just enough to avoid hitting the car behind you?
Come on.
In life, uncertainty can stall your momentum. But with First Horizon, a bank that has a deeper understanding of you, your path, and every challenge ahead, you'll be amazed at what you can do in the clutch. First Horizon, understanding runs deep. Visit firsthorizon.com/leap.
Excuse me, Captain. This is your wake-up call from the new TracFone Wireless.
What's that now?
What if you had to fly this plane while sitting back in the cabin?
I wouldn't have any control.
Well, that's what it's like going with some wireless companies, but TracFone Wireless gives you control.
Hmm.
Get unlimited talk and text on America's best 4G LTE network starting at $20 a month, no contract. Plus, unlimited carryover data with active service.
That's cool, but how'd you get in my cockpit?
This is your wake-up call, people. The new TracFone Wireless. Now you're in control.
Available at major retailers. See terms and conditions at TracFone.com.
New year, new car, new you, and new ways to save thousands during Tamiami Hyundai's white sale. Drive the all-new 2020 Venue, now just $209 a month. Get 0% financing for 60 months on most new 2020 models. Plus, new Palisades are here, and we'll pay top dollar for your trade. New year, new car. Hurry to Tamiami Hyundai.
At Tamiami Hyundai.
Approved credit on select models, 36-month lease, $26.99 due, 10K miles per year.
When Allstate agents and employees go to work every day, their number one priority is protecting what matters most to you. For military veterans, that instinct to protect also comes naturally. No wonder thousands of veterans build good careers with Allstate. And now, Allstate is ranked the number one employer on the 2020 military-friendly employers list. You're in good hands with Allstate.
For career opportunities or to get a quote, contact Allstate today. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
It's our Start Something New sales event at Cape Coral Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Save 20% on over 100 new Jeeps in stock with the area's best warranty. Don't overpay. Come see me, Jay. I'll personally work your deal for the best price in Southwest Florida, period.
Call your legal team at Anajar and Levine at 1-800-747-FREE for a consultation.
This hour sponsored by Taco Bell.
Step right up and experience a spectacle unlike any other.
The new Double Stack Tacos. Crunchy tacos wrapped in nacho cheese sauce and a tortilla, available in 3 bold flavors. Try them today, only on Taco Bell's Cravings Value Menu.
Don't disappoint Daddy.
Here come Daddy.
96K Rock. Everything that rocks.
to describe all my longing for love. I don't want my feelings restrained. For me, I just need you like never before. Just imagine come through this door. You take all my sorrow away. There's no one like you. I can't wait for the night with you. I imagine the things we do. I just want to be loved by you. No one like you. I can't wait for the night with you. I imagine the things we do. I just want to be loved by you.
Fred and Barney, Siegfried and Roy, Ralph and Norton, Stan and Haney.
You gotta be shitting me. You can't pay me enough to say this.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey everybody, Stan and Haney. Mike Chinopoulos from Absolute Law in 1 hour here in studio. If you'd like to get a question in for Mike, he's an attorney, esquire, lawyer. Comes in every Tuesday. You can text your question right now to Mike at 239-277-9600, and we'll take live phone calls directly to him when he's in studio. And also later on today, chance at a thou, and we're going to do Stan's Name That Movie.
You know, Stan and I were recently in Las Vegas, Nev.
Yeah.
And the talk of the town in Las Vegas, the Raiders.
Yeah, they're coming there. Now that's where they're going to be.
Every time that we got in a taxi, it's all they wanted to talk about. Have you seen the stadium? You see, it's right there.
Right there. There's where they're building it.
And I just saw this. And, yeah, I know we haven't played the Super Bowl yet, but as a Dolphins fan, all I care about is the draft. To celebrate the Raiders coming to Las Vegas, this year's draft will be held in Las Vegas.
Right on.
And it will be unlike any other draft, and I don't know if it's going to work. And I know you can picture it very easily because we were just there, Stan. The Bellagio Fountains.
Sweet.
That's where they're having the stage.
Oh, yeah. It can be done very easily.
It will be a floating stage for the
In the fountain?
Yes.
Right on.
For the, maybe Rob can, they have like an artist rendition. But their big idea, because you can picture the floating fountain, and okay, that's cool, but they're taking it a step further. And when the draft picks are announced, you know, the player always goes up on stage with the commissioner.
Yeah.
The player will arrive by boat.
Right on.
see the boat there in the corner?
Yeah.
They'll have to arrive by boat.
I like it.
And being a timed and televised event, I can see absolutely nothing going wrong with
that. No problems. That's good.
but it should be quite the spectacle.
Yep. All right, let's do the grab bag. By the way, not that anybody cares anymore, but Haney and I passed a milestone on Friday, and I didn't know it.
What have we done now?
Nothing. It was a milestone. On Friday, Haney and I had our 6,500th show. Today we're at 6,502 since you came to K-Rock in 1993. 6,502 starting today. That's a lot of shows.
Well, the last time anybody noticed was when we did 5,000, and that seemed to be a big deal.
Yep.
That seemed to be impressive.
Yep. But 6,500, eh.
But when we did 5,000, man.
It was a biggie.
Woo!
Yep.
But.
Well, there were people here that cared.
Not really. Anytime we pass a milestone.
Yeah.
It's because you tell me about it.
Yeah.
It's not like other people keep track of it.
Boy, if
you know what? It's not like Cal Ripken didn't have to keep track of it himself.
No, he didn't. They had statisticians. Oh, if Rodney Dangerfield was alive.
The world would be a better place.
Today is National One-Liner Day.
Happy One-Liners Day.
How does a pig go to the hospital? In a ambulance. I was at a restaurant last week, and the waiter came out with his thumb on my steak. I said, hey, why do you have your thumb on my steak? He said, you didn't want to drop it again. And what do you get when you cross 50 female pigs with 50 male deer?
What?
$100,000.
This has been Happy One-Liners Day.
Okay, thank you. You know, Haney and I do the Wayback Machine. Tell you what was on the Billboard charts for a particular week in a particular year. Here's a little thing of what we mean, how music has changed. Pop music. Here are the number one songs for this week over the last four decades. 1980, 1990, 2000, and 2010.
Number one this week in music history, 40 years ago.
I will rock with you all night.
30 years ago.
Tell me, how am I supposed to live without you?
20 years ago. Ten years ago.
It's changed. 6,502 shows. Hey.
Is anyone else aware of this?
Nope.
They left a banner up for 5,000 shows, but that's been removed now.
Yeah, that's has been thrown out.
And it had our pictures on it.
It did. That was 1,500 shows ago.
Yeah, they had a picture, yeah. And they made it appear that Beasley had given us both brand new Corvettes,
which wasn't true.
No.
You mentioned it yesterday. Tim Tebow got married. And he made no bones about it. He was going to wait.
That's a charmed life, man.
He was going to wait for marriage to have sex.
He made it through the abstinence. All the way to 32. Making out in some dry humping was all that he would do. In the sheets, he's complete. didn't last more than a minute or two, but he closed the deal. Stamp the V-card for real. Tebow, we're so proud of you. Tim's not a virgin. Got some for the very first time. Tim's not a virgin. He's been unleashed, wants it all the time. He's not a virgin. Ooh, way to go, Tim.
Right on.
Smoking hot.
Yes, she is. This, I don't know what I would do if my little girl said this to her mother. Now, the dad claims he didn't teach her this, but they were filming it. Dad filmed his four kids singing Happy Birthday to Mom. When the song was over, he threw in the phrase, and many more. And then one of his little girls added a big fat whore.
From the mouths of babes.
Here you go.
Happy birthday, dear mama. Happy birthday to you.
And many more.
I did not teach her that. I have no idea where she learned that. Okay, below.
From the mouths of babes. How in the world does a child that innocent pick up on something like that?
Yeah.
Unless it's true.
Or has heard it.
No, I think it would have to be true.
You don't know what that is.
If you were a betting man, and you are, you think it's something she heard, or do you think the woman's a big...
I think she heard it. I don't know.
It's not mutually exclusive.
I don't know. Who knows what these days where kids pick stuff up from.
Oh, you're not kidding. What a nightmare. They got access to everything.
Yeah.
We had to go out of our way to get in trouble.
Yep. But things we got away with and the parents didn't think. Look at your child now. You've got car seat for them. Amy and I didn't have car seats. We ran roughshod in the back of the car.
Yep, jumping around.
We were allowed to just unsupervised go out and play. And when it got dark outside, you came home. And yeah, you...
And sometimes not right away.
No.
If it was a full moon or something, you could still kind of see what you were doing.
I mean, the stuff that we did and nobody knew the difference. Hell, from the time I was a toddler into my early teens, 13, 14, my dad used to be a stone-faced drunk driving me in the car. He'd keep it right there. Nobody thought about it.
Everything was great.
Yeah,
it was fine.
Listen to this. Got to hand it to the dad, and he's pretty creative, because until I describe to you what this is, you wouldn't think that's what it is. A dad recorded a year's worth of baby noises from his newborn son. You know, babies, they're newborns, they make a lot of funny noises.
Can you imagine if either of your parents cared enough about you to do that?
Yeah. They didn't.
They wouldn't waste their time doing that.
Dad took the sounds.
Children are to be seen and not heard.
And he arranged them, these baby sounds, so they would sound just like Thunderstruck by AC/DC. So
that's pretty elaborate.
All sounds of his newborn baby, but he found all the right notes of baby
sounds.
Well,
a lot of material there.
Yes, and it came out like this.
It's a rockin' baby.
Yeah, see, there's the video. This is beautiful, sad, and amazing all in one. And it's big in the UK.
Is it a film called The Notebook?
It's a number one song.
Titanic?
In UK. An 83-year-old woman, an 83-year-old woman in the UK who suffers from dementia, recorded a duet of Frank Sinatra's My Way with one of her helpers. And it hit number 7 on the iTunes UK pop charts last week. I guess with all the money this song is making, all the proceeds are going to be going to charity. But this song, it's in the top 10. And like I said, it's sad. It's amazing. It's so many things.
Well, that's the thing that with Alzheimer's and dementia, and they don't understand why, but for some reason, people that may not even be able to communicate, for some reason, the songs stay in their memory.
Here's the number 7 song this week in the UK.
I lead a life that's full. I travel deep. Every highway, but more, much more than this, I did it my way.
Isn't that amazing? I mean, you're right.
Had a few, but then again, too few to mention.
We told you at the start of the show, Ozzy been diagnosed with Parkinson's. He announced that today on Good Morning America. He was doing an interview earlier in the week where he talked about what a horrible 2019 it had been for him, because he took that fall in February, coming up on a year, and how 2019, he's glad it's gone. It was the worst year of his life.
Yeah.
When I had the fall, it was pitch black. I went to the bathroom. I just fell and landed like a slam on the floor. And I remember lying there thinking, well, he's done it now. Really calm. I shouldn't get an ambulance. After that, it was all downhill.
But you're on the mend.
Yeah, it's taking its time, though.
It's nearly a year.
Worst, longest, most painful, miserable year of my life.
Hmm. But he's going back out in the road this year. When we come back, we'll take your phone calls. Phone lines are open. Who knows? You could pick up a prize. 277-9600. We'll also have Stan's local beat. This one's a doozy. Right here in Fort Myers. And later on in the 3 o'clock hour, Mike Chinopoulos from Absolute Law. He's a lawyer. He comes in here specifically to talk to our audience about something that might be going on in your life
because
where you might need some advice.
He can help.
He can help. Family law, criminal, DUI, civil, veterans issues. If you want to text him right now to get a question in, 239-277-9600.
Well, Stan, the times I've been to court, there was nothing civil about it.
Right. We'll be back.
96 K-Rock.
Injured? Dial #529 on your cell. Pound law. That's all.
K-Rock. Hey, Southwest Florida, you've stuck with us through thick and thin. Feast and famine. War and peace and everything in between. Don't think for a minute we don't appreciate it. No matter how we may come across, we love this damn job. Stan and Haney. 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us. If you'd like to call in, tell us what's on your mind, say hey. 277-9600. If you're outside of our immediate broadcast area, that's the Quad County area of Lee, Collier, Charlotte, and Hendry, and you're listening to us another way, feel free to call in as well. It's a 239 area code, and we'll give you a stick pin across this great giant map that we have. We've got them from everywhere. I think there's only one or two states we've never gotten a stick pin. Rob, is there like... I think they're in the Midwest where there's nothing but corn and grain growing. We haven't gotten a stick pin, but we've got virtually every state, including Alaska and Hawaii.
Is that Nebraska?
What is that? What is that, Rob, right in the middle there?
Nebraska is the only one that I see that does not have a stick pin.
Ah, okay.
Nevada, we have three.
Oh, you darn right we do.
Idaho, yeah, Nebraska looks like it's the only state.
Nebraska's the only state left. You tell us how you're listening to us, where you're listening to us.
Yeah, I mean, we got Alaska and Hawaii.
Yeah. We'll give you a stick pin. Locally, who knows, you might pick up a
prize. Now, with those tiny states in the Northeast, there's so many stick pins, we can't tell.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a problem. Like, West Virginia, it borders right on West Virginia and Kentucky. You can't tell if it's Kentucky or West Virginia where the stick pin is. Yeah. So I don't know if there is one for West Virginia as well.
Well, West Virginia, it's understandable.
Almost heaven.
Yeah, it's understandable. 277-9600. Mike Chiannopoulos also coming in about a half hour and less than an hour away for a chance to pick up a thou if you know the safe word and you're the lucky company-wide person to get the safe word in, you pick up $1,000. So, yeah, we're busy. And then name that movie later on today. The theme for today's Stan's Name That Movie, movies celebrating their 40th anniversary. Movies that came out in 1980 that are now this year going to be 40 years old.
Wow.
Got five of those for you. Let's do the local beat. This is a doozy. It happened yesterday, and it happened right at the airport. Headline: suspect arrested in robbery carjacking at Southwest Florida International Airport. I'm going to try to give you this guy's name.
That's a bad place to do a crime.
Bad. Bad. A man police say robbed an airport employee before carjacking a vehicle yesterday morning at Southwest Florida International Airport has been arrested. Here is the suspect's name. I will try not to butcher it. I've broken it down phonetically. The suspect who was arrested is Adi Twafig Makwabli.
What? Come on. What are you...
Or Blay.
What?
Let's just call him Adi. Adi Twafig Makwabli.
Hmm. Must be from Lehigh.
Yeah. Age 36. I'll just call him Adi. He faces charges of aggravated battery, robbery, kidnapping a minor.
What kind of name is that?
Kidnapping / false imprisonment, larceny, and vehicle theft. His first name is Addi. Middle name, Tawfiq.
Last name, Maqabelleh.
Wonder what the origin of that is.
I have no idea.
Arab? Turk?
Yeah. I don't know. But he was, he faces charges, as I said, aggravated battery, robbery without a firearm, kidnapping slash false imprisonment, larceny, and vehicle theft. Adi was a ticketed passenger on a United Airlines flight going to Houston. According to the Lee County Port Authority, Adi was fully screened by the Transportation Security Administration before entering the concourse. Soon after, he stole a wallet and or purse from an employee of a concourse restaurant. Not a passenger, but an employee who worked at a restaurant on the concourse after going through security. Adi dashed with the stolen item out of the concourse.
And he's got a flight.
He was booked to go to Houston.
What is this about?
He dashed with the stolen item out of the concourse. Upon reaching the curb, he carjacked a vehicle. No weapons were used, and the victims were emotionally shaken, but not physically injured. Antonio Rivera, an employee at RSW, that's Fort Myers Airport, for those of you that don't know the airport code, Fort Myers International is RSW. Antonio Rivera, an employee at the airport, said the news and the fear spread throughout the terminal fast. When the suspect carjacked the vehicle, there was a small kid in the back seat.
No, no.
But before he could drive away, a woman, assuming his mother, took the little kid. The car, which was later abandoned, was located in the median of the Airport Access Road and Chamberlain Parkway. Adi was arrested at Wood Spring Suites on Colonial Boulevard in Fort Myers. A driver at the airport said he could not believe this incident happened here in Florida at a supposed safe place like an international airport where you have to go through all the security and all the checkpoints.
This makes zero sense.
No, I know. He said, my car is sitting there running right now, and I would not think twice if somebody jumped in there and took it. It's just not going to happen. There he is. He looks mean.
It makes no sense at all. This guy goes through security.
Yeah,
he's got a
checkpoints.
Ticket in his hand.
Yep.
And then decides it would be a good idea to steal somebody's purse, abandon his plans.
Yep.
And steal a car.
But they got him. He took the car, abandoned it a short time afterwards. And they got him. And he's facing a ton of charges. You're doing it at an airport. There's Fed charges, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah. I hope they make sure they hang on to him long enough to do a pretty severe background check.
But yeah, that happened yesterday morning, right here at RSW.
I want to know what the hell he's up to.
Absolute Law text line. We were talking earlier, and we played it on the grab bag. The 83-year-old woman with dementia having the hit record in the UK with Frank Sinatra's My Way, and she's singing along with her helper from the Absolute Law text line, and this is something that we have discussed. People with dementia or Alzheimer's will lose the ability to functionally communicate, but yet are able to sing because the singing comes from a different part of the brain. Same concept as a person who stutters, they are able to sing without stuttering. Also, a lot of singers who have accents, you're not able to hear much because their accent is coming from a different part of the brain when you're singing.
Well, I think it was HBO a few years back did a really in-depth documentary on Alzheimer's. And in one of the segments, really old man, like, had to have been pushing 90. But his family really cared about him. And, yeah, he was in a facility, but they visited him all the time. And they knew that he had the ability with the music. And as it turns out, when he was a younger man, music was a hobby of his, and he was in this organized barbershop quartet, and I guess that barbershop quartet continued on with new members to the present day, and they were putting on a show. And they decided to take him
to see if it
had an effect on him. And they take you all the way there from leaving the home to getting in the car. And throughout the time that they're going there, he's constantly asking, where are we going? They'll tell him. And then he forgets 2 seconds later. They get to the show, and the people start singing, and he's kind of low-key sitting in his seat singing along with them, and then they start to do the older stuff.
He starts belting it right out.
He gets up on stage, takes a frigging solo. You wouldn't know there was a thing wrong with
different
him.
Part of the brain. Just like our old friend Glenn Campbell. He toured it with advanced Alzheimer's towards the end. But yet he could still play the guitar and he could still sing the songs.
He could play the guitar and sing the songs, and he had his whole family up on stage around him.
That he recognized. Mm-hmm. And towards the end, he needed the songs on a teleprompter to know the words. But once he heard the music and he could play up until the time he couldn't tour anymore, he was just phenomenal.
And I don't know, I guess it depends on how old you are. Glenn Campbell was a virtuoso guitar player.
Well, he was a member of the Wrecking Crew, the studio musicians. And I mean,
that's in addition to his singing and all of that. He, just on guitar alone, he was
phenomenal.
Spectacular.
Yep. All right, here's the deal. Mike Chiannopoulos is making his way into the Stan and Haney studios, and he wants to help you. He's an attorney. He's a lawyer.
And he doesn't like seeing good people get screwed over.
Now, you may think that something going on in your life is incredibly small. Ah, he doesn't have time. This is what he's here for. If you got something going on in your life, family law, you're going through a divorce, you're fighting for custody of the kids, you're fighting for visitation, you're fighting for just to go and have peace in your life.
Maybe you got a feud going on with the neighbor or the homeowners association.
Civil, criminal, DUI, veterans issues. Mike comes in every week to answer those questions for you. If you would like to talk to Mike, phone lines are open now. When we come back, we'll talk to Mike Chiannopoulos, 277-9600. He wants to
maybe
take your
call. Maybe that idiot son of yours has done it again.
Yep, and what am I going to do? 277-9600 if you want to text your question, 239-277-9600. Mike Chiannopoulos from Absolute Law is next. This is the Stan and Haney Show.
All women are crazy, except you, darling. That's right, just you. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us. Mike Chiannopoulos in studio right now. 277-9600 if you want to talk to Mike. You're about 21 minutes away from the 4 o'clock safe word. Chance to pick up a thou. And so we got a good 21 minutes with our buddy Mike Chiannopoulos from Absolute Law. 277-9600. Mike, welcome back into the studio for the first time since the new year.
Yeah, it's hot damn 2020. Yeah,
it is. 2020. Here
yes,
we
sir.
Are.
Now, I just noticed, and a lot of people around here do it, and I know you've been doing it for a while. You just got a little dip there. Now, I want you to be careful.
Well, you remember the first time
well,
he came
there's a story
in.
Behind that.
I want you to be careful, because it was about 3 or 4 years ago.
Hey, it was ugly.
You got what we call in the business the backwash.
Yep. Oh, it was ugly. I couldn't talk. I couldn't breathe.
I know you couldn't.
I couldn't breathe.
It hurt
and
you, man.
And Haney and I knew right after. He swallowed some juice.
I'm just trying to drive through it. And they're looking at me like, seriously? I think this is the first time I've had a dip since then.
That's good. You got to get back on that horse.
That's why I'm telling you, be careful.
Now, I want to
change our sound right there.
The great thing that Mike does, and I don't know how many people realize this, is he comes in here prepared to answer any question.
We were just talking about it.
Yeah, people don't believe this. I was just saying before we went on the air, I've been doing this for 9 years with you.
Yeah, this will be year 9.
The listener hears the question the same time I hear it. Yeah. I don't have any pre-planning.
And it
I don't
could
have
be
any,
anything.
That's right.
And
what makes it fun.
Yeah.
I want to throw one at you right now.
All right, I got it.
Of all of the people currently incarcerated in America, what percentage would you guess are actually not guilty?
You know, and I don't want to give you a real long answer, but the short answer is I've been all over the world. I've seen all kinds of legal systems, and while this one isn't perfect, it's the closest to perfect that I've seen, and I would still say that there's got to be close to 10%. Now, I'm not talking about somebody who's in jail for a DUI. I'm talking about people who are serving long prison sentences.
Yeah.
A 10 or more, a 5 or more year prison sentence. I would say probably close to 5% of those people are not guilty.
Man.
And that adds up to a lot of people.
When you think about that's a million people nationwide, yep. That's 50,000 men or women serving prison sentences for something that didn't
But do. As you said, the best system that we know of in the world.
I've never seen any system better. This one's imperfect, but I tried a case in Damascus, Syria, when Hafez Assad was still the president, and I can tell you that the Syrian people didn't get any due process.
How did that roll?
That was a really interesting thing. I was in a strange place, and I was on active duty, and I was a lawyer, but I was an infantry officer, but they had no lawyers there, and I was at this summit. Anyway, I got asked to do it, so I did it. And it was an experience of a lifetime.
How does it – obviously it differs. How does it differ?
Well, first thing is, you know, procedural. Our Constitution guarantees us certain fundamental things like due process. What is due process? There's a process by which you have to have notification and you have to have the ability to meaningfully participate in your defense. In other countries, they don't care so much about that. They want to get the fair trial over with to get to the hanging.
Right.
So do they even the concept of innocent until proven guilty is that common around the world or no?
No, that is a very, very unique thought that is unique only to the United States, not even to England, from which our laws came, or Europe, Western Europe at all, for that matter. It is a uniquely American thought.
If you're accused, you're guilty.
you're at least not innocent until proven guilty. I mean, people make what they make.
Let's take this guy's been on hold for a while, and then we got a bunch of texts on the Absolute Law text line that are quite detailed. But let's this person's been on hold the longest.
All right, let's go.
Ahoy, who's this?
This is Dave.
Dave, you're on with Mike Chinopoulos.
Dave.
Hi, Mike. Hi, Stan. Hi, Hans.
How are you, buddy?
All right, now, I want to be very clear for the listener. This is not Dave the Waterman.
No,
I want to be clear about that. Otherwise, Stan would be ugly. All right,
yes.
Go ahead.
Yes.
Yes, I would be.
Mike, I got a quick question for you. I was injured, I want to say in November, at work, and I'm a veteran, and it was quicker to just go to the VA. And first, I went to a medevac. Doc in the box. They told me follow up with an ER the next day, which I did. Got an MRI. Was told I had bulging discs, whatever that means.
Right.
So, waiting for the VA. I called. I got in, seen my doctor. She said I'll get you a referral to see it. You know, to see somebody.
Yeah, good luck
outside
that.
The system because hey, no kidding. Because I'm in Naples and Cape Coral, it's just not practical for me to drive there. So. I know they got the Mission Act where after 30 days, you know, you can go to any doctor.
Right.
Yeah, that's what they tell you.
Yeah, good luck with that.
But then try to find a doctor that's going to wait for the VA to pay them.
All right.
So now where I went, I I'm going to have to go through workman's comp. I got to do something. I'm in so much pain, and this has been since November. I'm walking. I look straight down at the ground when I walk. And I'm working, but yesterday they even, you know, my boss sent me home. He goes, you're not supposed to be working at all. You know, so that's without pay. And now I'm getting the runaround from workman's comp.
All right, so what do you want me to do? You want me to go workman's comp route or VA route and tell you what I think you should do?
Whatever you think would be the quickest way. I mean, the way I told workman's comp, if a guy pulled in the parking lot and said, I used to be a doctor, but I lost my license for selling drugs illegal, but I could fix you. I'll use that guy. That's how desperate I am.
Yeah,
I'm not kidding you. Stan, if you got tools, man, I'm on my way. You know? Seriously.
Sterilize that drill bit, Stan.
No problem.
All right. So
I don't care.
Here's what I would tell you about the VA. Go up to the VA and go to the fourth floor and go to pass 4A and go in there and see the director in there, first of all. They'll help you. They'll get some paperwork started. They're very good about it. They'll get a VSO, a veteran service officer, assigned to you, and they'll get a patient advocate assigned to you, and that will help you navigate the system. One of my biggest complaints, and I had this huge blowout with the VA last week, I broke my leg. I went to the VA four,
yep.
Not three, not two, not one, four times for them to take an x-ray of my leg because they couldn't get the order right of which freaking bone they were supposed to x-ray in my leg. It's a circus. It's an unmitigated circus. But these people will get assigned to you, and they will help you, and they will walk you through the program. In the meantime,
but I can't walk.
Yeah. Well, they're going to have to carry you through the program. In the meantime, continue through workers' comp. What's going to happen is when the VA kicks in, then workers' comp and VA are going to have a big fight that you get to stay out of, and they fight about their money, and it's not your problem.
All right.
Yeah, I just want to get some treatment. I mean, they won't even get, you know, you go in and ask for a painkiller, God forbid that, you know, well, they're not going to do it. And I get that. I totally get it. But I
mean, he told you exactly what you need to do,
that's
man.
What you need to do. Good luck.
I'm on my way.
All right,
I'm on my way. Thanks, right. Guys. You guys have a great day.
Thank you, pal. 2779600.
I got to tell this. So I have one of my injuries is combat-related or caused service-connected TMJ. I broke my jaw.
Right.
I've been trying since October to get treatment for my service-connected disability of TMJ. They can't. There are no prosthodontists available through the VA, so they have to send you out.
Mm-hmm.
They have sent a letter they got all the addresses from the medical board. They've sent a letter, email, to every single board-certified prosthodontist from Naples to Bradenton. Not one of them will take me as a patient because the VA wants to pay $800 for an $8,000 procedure.
Jeez.
And the doctors say, listen, we lose money. It costs us money to treat your veteran. At least let us break even.
Yeah.
The VA says that's what they pay. Well, nobody will treat me. So since October, I still can't get treatment.
Where do they come up with these guidelines that are unrealistic?
I don't know. Some IRS agent that you couldn't jerk a straight pin from his backside with a John Deere tractor decides that number.
a deep state bureaucrat.
Yeah, you know, you got a big old chain wrapping around a straight pin, and you still get jerked from his
butt. I just picture
butt.
Like Peter Strzok and Lisa Page going, Chiannopoulos, let's screw him hard.
What, you think that doesn't happen because I run my mouth?
Absolute Law text line. This is from our friend Brian. He lives in Lutz, Florida.
Lutz.
Or Lutz, because it's outside of our area.
Just north of Tampa.
Yep. He said, Mike, I have custody of my daughter and legal guardianship of my son. My wife does not. We're going through a bunch of stuff. I have tried to have her Baker acted on Friday.
No, they're all crazy.
The cops told me there was nothing I can do except have her evicted. I just wanted to pick your brain a little bit, maybe even have a phone consultation with you if it's possible, to see what kind of legal action or recourse that I should do.
Yeah, how does legal deal with crazy?
To move forward to protect my kids. Is this something that you might be able to speak with me about over the phone or otherwise? Again, I know I'm not in your area, but I know how good of an attorney you are, and your advice would be a blessing.
All right. You just call 239, ask Mike, 239-275-6453, and just get a free phone consultation with me. I'll tell you what I think, and I'll tell you what I think you should do, and I'll tell you how you might be able to find some lawyers there that might be able to help you. Yeah, and I won't charge for that.
And the thing is, and we've talked about it on the show before, Mike might not be able, depending on where you live or a specific thing, but you guys have a referral system that is like a spider web throughout the state.
And we reach out because we want to. The people that come to me that I don't do that kind of work, bankruptcy. I don't do bankruptcy. But somebody comes to me and needs a bankruptcy and they're a listener. I want to make sure that they don't get a bankruptcy lawyer that, you know, pulls one over on them, because then it looks bad on me. So I reach out and I find the people that do the things I don't. I establish relationships with them. And it's normal to get referral fees back and forth between lawyers. I don't do that. I say, you know, unless it's a personal injury case, maybe anything else, I say, I don't want a referral fee. Take good care of this person. So we want to be able to help the people that, even for the stuff I don't do.
So, well, Brian, give him a call, 239-ASK-MIKE.
And I know we can't get into specifics when it comes to Brian, but how difficult is that if you know you are dealing with crazy,
crazy,
and the system doesn't know that yet?
Right. Well, first, I have to tell you that, Brian, we're going to talk off the air because I got slapped by my Absolute Law publicist over here for saying something about, I can't talk too much about crazy today. All right. But I will tell you that
it happens.
It does. And if you really truly think you're dealing with crazy in terms of a Baker Act, that's what we need to address. So we'll talk about that.
All right.
Is it difficult?
It's different for each person and each case. So we got to talk about that off the air. And it's not too difficult. But the thing is, you don't want to do that unless the person truly has a mental illness. You don't want to play that up and make it into, because it's going to blow up in your face. If you say somebody's crazy and she's not or he's not, it's going to blow up in your face.
Very quickly, before I get to the next question, somebody just texted just a quick question. Do you do Charlotte County?
Yes.
Okay.
We stay mainly focused in Lee County, but we also do a lot of Collier County and some Charlotte County. I don't like to go outside those three areas. It's just too far to travel.
Absolute Law text line. Mike, I have a mortgage with a private lender. I have not made a payment since 2008. Due to health and other reasons, can the private lender's estate collect on that mortgage after all these years?
You know, there's going to be a statute of limitations problem. So the short answer is, unfortunately, under the current state of the law, it's likely yes. It should be no. It's yes because the Second District Court of Appeals essentially interpreted Florida law during the mortgage foreclosure crisis to say the statute of limitations runs 5 years after the last payment was due instead of after the last time you breached. So they shouldn't be able to come back after your home, but according to the Second District Court of Appeals here in Florida, they can.
Okay. Absolute Law text line. This is a sad one here as well. Mike, I have a daughter. She is 5 years old. Her father and I were never legally married, and she was born in Mississippi. But we live in Florida and have been for the past 4 years. We've never had a custody agreement, verbal or through a judge. The only thing that states is the birth certificate that he signed, which I'm sure he doesn't have a copy of. Can he take her away at any point or decide to bring her back with him? What are his legal rights? Yes, he pays child support, some. We are no longer together, obviously, and have a verbal agreement, every other weekend agreement for him to get her, which is pretty spotty as well.
All right. Well, first of all, I love it when they say we were never legally married. Were you illegally married?
Right, right.
Is there any other kind of marriage besides legal marriage?
There used to be common law. There used to be.
Well, 40 years ago. You know, you weren't legally married. All right. The father, even though his name is on that birth certificate, that does not under Florida law make him the father. The only way to be the father, three ways. One, born to the mother at the time the child was born. He was not married to the mother at the time the child was born. Two, have sign a paternity affidavit at the hospital at the time the kid is born. Very rarely does that happen. His name's on the birth certificate. That indicates to me he probably did not sign an affidavit paternity. You just put his name on the birth certificate. It gives him no rights. Three, have a judge determine he's the father. It sounds like none of those three things have happened. He cannot just take your child and leave. If he does, you can file an emergency and get your child right back. Currently, that father, even though he's paying child support, even though you have an agreement with him, he has no legal rights that are legally enforceable. He has to go to court to get those. You're better off at this point to make a deal with him, have it in writing, bring it to me or another lawyer, have them do the right paperwork, get it signed by a judge, and then it's enforceable. That's your best, cheapest, smartest course of action.
And being the child was born in another state but living here 4 years is
that's
good.
Okay. As long as it's been more than 6 months, and it's been 4 years, so there's no problem there. It'll be here in Florida, not where the child was born. This is the child's home state, so there'll be no problems. But if you don't do that now, while things are amicable, or at least reasonably so, it's going to end up costing you $20,000 or $25,000 with a lawyer to fight about. Do it now. Be reasonable. Be fair to him. And it'll be okay. Otherwise, it's going to cost you a lot of money.
Yeah. By the way, Brian from Lutz just texted us back after your talk about him, and he said thank you very much and that he will be giving you a call.
All right.
And as a matter of fact, anybody 24/7 can call your offices and speak directly to you.
24/7. And you know, Stan, I answered a call yesterday on the boat. And this person, and it was 10 o'clock last night, and the person said, oh, my God, I thought I was going to leave a voicemail. Nope. And she said, you actually answer the phone? I really do. 239-ASK-MIKE, 24/7. I answered the phone last night at 10 when I was on the boat. I've answered the phone in Greece. I've answered it in Mexico.
I know you have.
I've done the show from Greece.
Yes.
I've done the show from Cuba. So I answer the phone 24/7. 239-ASK-MIKE, outside of normal business hours, you press 6, and you actually talk to me.
He's in here every Tuesday.
He's not kidding.
He's not kidding.
No, Haney, you know Stan's still got a free felony. Are we carrying that forward for 2020?
I would like to think so.
Well, with the slogan of 2020 being hot damn, I think we better carry it forward.
All right. Stan, you got 12 months.
And then what? It's over with then?
Well, I don't know. We haven't decided yet. Haney and I have to have a committee meeting.
About me and my get-out-of-jail-free felony?
You know, you just haven't used it, all right? You're going to waive it at some point because you haven't used it.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, you know, you get a gift certificate. There's an expiration date on it.
You only get a free felony for so long, Stan.
As time goes on, it becomes more likely.
It is becoming more likely.
It's becoming more likely he's going to hit one of us.
239, ask Mike.
The day's coming when he will strike me.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm like a trip hammer when it finally snaps.
I'm not saying who I like better, but I'm just saying, you know, Haney doesn't need one. That's all I'm saying.
No.
What, do I look like I'm going to need one?
Well, you know, he's married now. Maybe that's less likely.
Or more likely. 239, ask Mike. He's Mike Chiannopoulos from Absolute Law. 24/7, get a hold of him.
He is a trip hammer.
And I have a very short temper.
You've never seen him go off.
Thank God.
It happens about once every 5 years. And I mean, man, when it does. Yeah, well.
I mean, look at him. He's physically intimidating me now.
What are you talking about? I'm a pussycat. Mike, thank you.
Have a good day, guys.
He lets it build for years.
I do. And then finally it pops like a bottle of champagne. It has to get out somehow. We're going to take a break. Stay by your radio. I sense a safe word coming up here in just minutes. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Hi, Bill Stern for Cape Coral, Florida. A few years ago, after broadcasting the Orange Bowl game in Miami, I flew to Florida's west coast to see a dream city under construction. Well, this is what I saw. A tropical wilderness and loads of building going on. Since then, I've watched that city grow and grow, and today it looks like this. And it's known as Cape Coral, Florida's waterfront wonderland. This free book tells the whole amazing Cape Coral story. Tells how people of average means have found a new way of life here. It tells how thousands more have invested in Cape Coral, watched their investment grow right along with Cape Coral's rapid growth. It tells about the new opportunities for you to do the same. No matter what your interest in Florida, you owe it to yourself and your family to get this free book now. Simply write to Free Book, Cape Coral, 3, Florida. Free Book, Cape Coral, 3, Florida. Do it right now.
Two radio vagabonds who have somehow stolen your heart, Southwest Florida. Stan and Haney Afternoons on 96K Rock.
Stan and Haney here. You have a little less than 4 minutes. 4 minutes remaining if you want to get the 4 o'clock safe word in and have a shot at hitting the G-spot for $1,000. 4 o'clock safe word is show, S-H-O-W, show. Put that word in at 96krock.com, on the K-Rock app, or text the safe word show to 45911. If you are our company-wide winner, they will call you. So don't, did I win or didn't I? They'll call you. So stay by your phone because it could be you. Show, S-H-O-W.
We just can't get enough of that Meghan Markle, can we?
What is her deal? Oh, she's as happy as they come right now.
Boy, I just love seeing pictures of her. And reading about her exploits, and she's just so wonderful.
I'm conflicted right now because it's Meghan Markle, or is everybody as excited as I am about Brad and Jen? They
go ahead, get it out of your system.
I'm telling you, you saw the stars in their eyes. They were twinkling and smiling and crying with each other.
And so now that you're married yourself,
I want to see her happy.
Now you can wish for her happiness.
Yeah, I want to wish for her happiness.
Because I know that
it was
a one-way thing, but you were really into Jen.
She was wearing that tight white dress the other night with the nips popping right out. And evidently she got a lot of heat from your Twitter people because I follow her on Instagram. And they...
You do?
No. But I saw a news story because she was wearing this sheer white dress with no bra. And they were talking about how the audacity that she was left nothing to the imagination up top because you could see right through that dress.
She's an actress. Who cares?
Of course she is. And of course, when you see Brad Pitt and her, there's the picture. Look, the two of them together. They're goo goo eyes with each other. It's so touching. This is such a bunch of crap.
Well, you know what?
Her or Meghan Markle? I mean, I'm perplexed.
I would take her over Meghan Markle every day of the week.
Well, that Markle, Jen's been hurt. Meghan Markle has always gotten everything and anything she wants.
Oh, absolutely.
So there's no there.
It makes me ill.
Yeah. You see her out there in Canada there walking her little doggies. going out with. Yeah. What's Archie?
Yeah,
is Archie the kid?
Doesn't know how to hold a baby.
Certainly does not, but that doesn't matter. She's happy in Canada now and is forcing the Duke of Sussex, he ain't a prince anymore,
to give everything up for her.
To go to Canada and do some voiceover work.
Oh, my God. And those videos.
Look, there she is. What are those? What is that? A leather pant she's wearing there? Is that a leather or is that a torn blue jean denim? Rob, what is that?
It's the Lululemon yoga pants.
What does that mean?
What is that? What is Lululemon yoga pants?
It's just a brand of yoga pants.
The
stretchy
popular
pants.
One. You know, a regular woman can go to the store and get a pair of yoga pants for, you know, $19. Those are probably $2,000 yoga pants.
Well, of course. Oh, yeah. She is just the poster child for everything wrong.
Yes.
She is.
Mark my words. Look at her holding that baby.
Just so disingenuous.
Yeah.
She does not have a maternal instinct.
I got, I say 5 years, less than five, they will be broken up, and that'll be the next big thing with them, how they've broken up.
And the thing that got me the most is. When they put out their press release without the Queen knowing that it was coming, and you can tell she wrote it.
Oh, yeah.
Her and her people.
Yeah. And then when he had to give his speech, that he had no other alternative.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, no, she destroyed that man. Destroyed him.
This is the same woman that would open a briefcase on No Deal model, where Howie Mandel is going, open the briefcase. And then she would be the one to open the briefcase. And they would never give her a high amount. She'd only be like $250.
Yeah, you watch that show religiously.
Yeah,
so.
And then they'd have to go to the banker and ask for an offer. Because she'd open, be nothing of value there.
But
that's what she did.
Seriously. She is a social climber. And I would think a social climber's greatest wish is to force their way into the royal family.
Right there. They're the gals with the briefcases. From Deal or No Deal.
Yeah, they're all good looking. She's just
There she is.
One
right
of
there.
Them. She's one of them.
Number 30, 24? Open the briefcase.
And you know what her secret weapon was?
Oh, let's see what she had there. See, I told you it was a low amount, wasn't it?
$75.
Yeah, but see, they wouldn't give her the big money. Yeah, what the?
And you know what her secret weapon was?
What?
If she didn't get what she wanted.
Yeah.
And I know this because she put it out in public, not officially, of course. But the word was that if the Queen did not give them exactly what she wanted, she was going to do an interview and accuse the Queen of being racist.
Oh, God. Let's check.
And it is just the most cynical.
Open the briefcase.
And shut your mouth.
Okay, let's go to the banker. A couple of things on the board. Fort Myers, they're both in Fort Myers, hit and run. 7,000 block of Constitution Boulevard, right by the Domino's. That's in the park. Crash, Fort Myers, Metro Parkway, and Crystal Drive. And you.
Well, that's right,
are
down the
today.
Street from the Tiki Bar.
That's right. Anything can happen. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it'll be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. I neglected to say it yesterday. He is the news. What's coming up? Well, he's about ready to tell you. He's got today's headlines.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you didn't know.
Okay.
Thailand is a strange place.
You got that right.
The police in Thailand are on the lookout for a couple that has been filming themselves having outdoor sex for a porn site.
Wow. See, that at that porn site, don't expect that to be closed captioned.
Now, even though there's clear video of the actual suspects, the Thailand police reenacted what the two of them were doing with two fully clothed male police officers.
Sick.
One of them had to bend over.
Sick. Sick.
It's pathetic. A jewelry thief leaves behind his fanny pack with his ID in it.
Beautiful.
This video is something I'll never forget. Because the first time you see it, and especially if you don't know what's coming, it's something else. It was like a high school wrestling match.
Yes! Yes!
In North Carolina.
Yes.
And one of the kids got carried away and did a WWE-style body slam, which is an illegal move in high school wrestling.
Right.
The referee already called it. So the camera's focused on the two kids, and then coming in like a freight train, the kid's dad takes down the offender.
Yes. That'd get him a spot on the next Piper's Pit.
And finally, you know, you've told me many times, Dan, when things don't make a whole lot of sense, you'll go, Haney, you must understand, the heart wants.
What the heart wants.
A man steals his ex's Burger King meal because he's upset that another man bought it for her.
You've seen him. I'm not going to go into a whole lot of details. It just, it irks me. Like, where my wife works, they have to interview people. I won't tell you what she does, but they have to interview people.
Me and my wife.
And she will tell me that it's an office situation. And the woman comes in, and they're interviewed.
Mm-hmm.
And there are the occasions where the boyfriend slash husband does not trust her to go into an office situation on her own.
I see.
So not waiting in the lobby or anything, has to go with her to keep an eye on her at the interview.
It sounds like when we've had porn stars and strippers.
Yes! Or the guy that has to ride bitch in a bench seat pickup truck when she's... Mm-hmm. That's another one that bothers me. These stories are much, much more. Are we...
Yeah.
Okay.
I just waiting for you to be done.
No problem. Laughter.
Didn't want to interrupt.
Why didn't that go? Here. There we go. 4 o'clock fluffer. Mark.
Stan.
Everyone.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
How are you?
What you cooking?
Chicken.
A dentist in Alaska was convicted on charges after a video surfaced of him extracting a patient's tooth while showing off on a hoverboard.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Well, you can add that to today's list of the
top
signs. You've got a bad dentist.
Top signs you've got a bad dentist.
You can't help but notice she herself is missing several teeth.
Oh.
You don't notice it right away, but on closer inspection, you realize the chair has arm and leg restraints. He accepts no insurance at all. Payments must be in the form of cash or cocaine.
I hear you.
Hollywood once made a movie loosely based on him.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's called Saw.
You guys think you're funny?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, well, you know what? This is joke time. This what these are what a little
side splitting.
Yeah.
You really do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think this is funny?
Yeah.
Yes.
You really do?
Kind of. That really took the wind out of my sails.
Yeah, it sure did.
Sucks harder than ever.
Sure does, Billy.
Thanks, Billy. He tells you right before your extraction that he's determined not to allow his Parkinson's diagnosis to stop him from doing what he loves. His policy on Novocaine is one for you, two for
That's
him.
Right.
You know, you're a little bit out of it after the procedure.
Oh, and sure.
When you ask how to get back to the waiting room, he says, just follow the blood trail.
You guys are doing good.
Oh, I needed to hear that. Yeah, can I come later for moose soup?
Come down later for moose soup.
I will.
Then just get all fat and sassy.
And finally, the very top sign you've got a bad dentist.
Yes.
She's famous for giving customers what's known as the Giuliani. And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock.
Over?
You think that's funny?
Yeah. Oh, speaking of that.
I think you're funny.
Yeah. This is the only thing I'm going to mention in the email letters to us section. And it was meant for Mike Chinopoulos on Illegal, but I think I can read it now because I don't know that there is a definitive answer. I was just wondering, can I sue Stan and Haney for fraud? You see, I've been listening to them for more than 15 years, and I just found out yesterday that they're not funny. What are my rights? Please advise. 15 years, he just realized.
Well, we think it's funny.
Yeah.
You really do?
Yeah. Yeah. Jeez.
It's going to live forever, you stooge.
I'm not saying it's like you're going to fall down crying and lose all bodily control. Yeah. That kind of funny, but it's amusing.
Amusing, yeah.
This is funny.
Yeah. Yes.
You really do?
Yeah.
You guys think you're funny?
Yeah. Yeah. Jeez. Name that movie's next. Stan and Haney.
We really do.
Yeah. You really do?
Yeah.
It's a new era for America and Southwest Florida. As for Stan and Haney, unfortunately, their problems remain much the same. Yeah. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Tuesday edition of the broadcast. Thank you so much for spending your afternoon with us. About a half hour away from Mark Haney and the news. We're going to check traffic for your drive home, and then we're going to play Stan's Name That Movie. I'll go over the prizes in just a second. Today's category are movies that in 2020 have their 40th anniversary. These movies were all released in 1980. I've got comedies, I've got dramas, and they're all have fallen into classic films.
Legend status.
Legend status. And if you are the first person to correctly identify the movie, you will have your choice of a prize. I'll go over those as soon as we take care of traffic for your drive home this afternoon. All right, we're a little busy right now. Let's start in Cape Coral. Got a crash, 4500 block of Pine Island Road Northwest, right by the Blue Dog Bar and Grill. Fort Myers, two of them on the board. Crash, Alico Road and Ben Hill Griffin Parkway. The other one, a crash, Fort Myers, South Cleveland Avenue and Cypress Lake Drive. In Bonita, couple on the board. Crash, 27,000 block of Edenbridge Court, and a hit and run, Bonita Springs, 10,000 block of West Terry Street. And you are up to date. Stan's name that movie, 40th anniversary for all of the films that we're going to be playing today. First person to correctly identify the film will have their choice of the following prizes, and we've got good prizes today. Maybe you'd like $50 to the Pewter Mug North. If you've not eaten there, you don't know what you're missing. Maybe you would enjoy a pair of tickets to the 15th annual Ballpark Festival of Beers happening this Saturday at Hammond Stadium. Unlimited samplings of over 100 beers. If you have not gone to this, you don't know what you're missing. Remember, make yourself a pretzel necklace. Maybe you'd like
to. I know. You and your wife started making them yet?
Yeah, no, we'll wait to, because you got to keep them fresh.
I know it's something you guys like to do together.
Yeah.
You know, you bond over it.
I let her make them, and then I say, that looks good, or add more. I got a pair of tickets to an upcoming Everblades game at Hertz Arena. We're in the last half of the ECHL season, Everblades.
Does she ever try to make you wear, like, matching clothes with her?
No, she knows that that is not right.
Well, that's good.
So we got Everblades tickets for you.
I can't find a flaw with her.
No, and neither can I. 10-ounce bottle of Stan and Haney Barbecue Saw. Or maybe you'd like a pair of tickets to go see Nickelback and the Stone Temple Pilots at the Mid-Florida Credit Union Amphitheater in August. So we've got Nickelback, Stone Temple Pilot tickets, Everblades tickets, Barbecue Saw, 15th Annual Ballpark Festival of Beers, Pewter Mug. Winner's choice, your job is to name the movie this year celebrating their 40th anniversary. This first movie clip might be the hardest because I consider it a lost classic. When this movie came out, it was a huge hit with huge stars at the time. Everybody loved it, but it's not at the top of your list when you think about movies. But it should bring back a memory, and you should know what it is, because when it came out, it was big. Name this movie that came out in 1980.
What you in for, brother?
Huh? There's got to be some kind of confusion. It's in my appendix, grew back, but I had to take it out years ago. What about you?
I came in for a hernia operation. You cut off one of my nuts by mistake.
Say what?
They said I didn't need it anymore. Now I can't eat. I don't sleep. I ain't got no enthusiasm. Don't write my woman no more. I'm supposed to get out next year, but I don't care whether I do or don't.
She'll take it calm.
Ain't nothing I can do about it now. But look, they got this Korean doctor just set foot in this country. Make sure you don't get him.
That's right.
He's the one made the mistake on me.
Jesus Christ! What's the matter with him?
Oh, man, that's just Johnson. He's on a hunger strike, so they're force-feeding him to keep him alive.
Thank God. There is some humanity in this place.
They're going to electrocute him next month.
Mr. Fraser? How do you go?
That's the cat did me.
Make sure you cover up them jewels.
No!
That movie was a hit, a huge hit when it came out. I'm releasing the phones, 277-9600. Name that movie That came out, well, 40 years ago this year. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Doug.
Doug, can you name that movie?
Stir Crazy.
It is Stir Crazy. Gene Wilder, Richard Pryor.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was one of the great movies. That's right. We bad.
They were a great team.
That's right.
Phenomenal team. What would you like?
I'm sorry. I just got in the van and I missed the five.
Do you want to go somewhere? Do you want to eat something? Do you want to, what do you want?
Eat. I'm always hungry.
I've got pewter mug or I've got a bottle of Stan and Haney barbecue sauce.
You know what? I'll take that barbecue sauce.
You're going to love it, brother. Hold on.
I do.
Hold on. There you go. Stir Crazy.
They worked so well together.
Yep. Who was, you know, who else was in that movie? We had him on the show. Flush the Bombers. We're going to DEFCON. What was his name?
Barry Corbin.
Barry Corbin.
One of the greats.
In the movie, he played the warden at the prison and got him to ride bulls in the rodeo. All right. We're up to movie clip number two. This is one of the greatest movies of all time. Came out in 1980, 40 years ago. Name this movie.
I want my man back.
Just a moment. How did you get out?
Never mind that. I want my man.
Are you still very sick? Please, come downstairs with me and I'll explain the situation.
Don't! You've had plenty of time to cure him. And now he's leaving with me. Do you understand me? Now, Mr. Treves, we made a deal.
You misunderstood. This man has suffered a severe fall. If you take my meaning, now he's my patient now.
Pull the other one, why don't you?
Mr. Bite, I'm sorry, but all you do is profit from another man's misery.
You think you're better than me?
No, I'm not.
You wanted the fake to show to those doctor chums of yours to make a name for yourself. You, my friend. I gave you the fake on trust in the name of science. And now I want him back.
You do not own this man. Now stop it.
I want him back.
So you can beat him, so you can starve him. A dog in the streets would fare better with you.
I shall go to the authorities.
Go to the authorities, then. Go to them, by all means. I'm sure they'll be very interested to hear your story as well as ours.
Now, I think we really do understand one another.
Name the movie. What a great movie.
I will go to the authorities.
Go to your authorities.
I will go to the authorities.
I want my man back.
Well, the authorities will have something to say about that.
Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Jay. How are you doing?
Good, Jay. Can you name that movie?
The Elephant Man?
It is The Elephant Man. You are absolutely correct. What a great film. Filmed in black and white. John Hurt was The Elephant Man.
And, awesome movie.
Yeah, awesome. What would you like?
Are those tickets still available for the concert with Nickelback and...
Yeah, they are. Nickelback and Stone Temple Pilots. You want to go?
Yes, please.
All right, you're going. Just for doing that. Hold on.
I appreciate it.
You bet, buddy. Hold on.
Yes. We'll arrange it. We'll go to the authorities.
Movie clip number three. 40 years ago. 1980. This is, I'm going to tell you, we've just played two of them already, and this is how iconic these films are, that there's no running through the phone lines. People know these movies, and they're 40 years old. All celebrating anniversaries this year. Here's movie clip number three. Name this movie.
Do me a favor. I want you to meet a face.
What?
I want you to meet a face.
Forget about it.
No, I want you to meet a face. Go ahead. Take it back.
I said forget about it. I ain't doing it.
Come on. We have fights all the time. Were you worried now you're going to hit me in the face? Hit me in the face. Go ahead.
No.
Are you afraid?
Afraid of what?
Come on. Hit
take your best shot, Jack.
Come on, Jack, huh?
You gotta be a real jerk if you want me to punch you in the face.
Hey, Joey, did I not tell you just to do it? Now I'm telling you, gotta do it.
I ain't hitting you.
Hey, I'm your older brother, Joey. I'm telling you something.
I know what you said. I ain't doing it. I don't care if you get mad. I ain't doing it. Not doing it. I don't have any gloves anyway. What am I gonna hit you with? Table?
Who's that over there?
What?
That's right, use that. Wrap it around your hand. How many times I gotta tell you?
Not too many more.
Go ahead. All right, go ahead.
You want me to hit you?
I want you to hit me with everything you got. I want you to lay me out. Go ahead.
You sure?
Yeah. All right. Harder.
Yeah?
You throw a punch, I get the ass. Come on. Harder. Harder. Harder.
That's hard. What do you want?
Take it off.
Ah, oh, come on. You want to stop now? That's enough. That.
Come on.
Well, come on. Hey, girl,
right. I'm going to smack you again. Throw it again.
That's enough. That's enough.
Hard, hard.
Nah, your cuts are opening everything. What are you trying to prove? What does it prove?
Name the movie. A lot of Academy Awards right there. 277-9600. Name that movie. 40 years old this year. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, Stan, this is Anthony.
Anthony, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing good.
Do you think you can name that movie?
Yeah, I do.
Go ahead.
Raging Bull.
It is Raging Bull. You are absolutely correct. The story of Jake LaMotta. What would you like?
Nickelback Ticket.
I already gave them away, buddy. I got Everblades. I got Babacoo Saw. I got Festival of Beers. I've got...
Pewter Mug.
Do I have any more Pewter Mug left? One more left. It's yours, buddy.
Thank you.
All right, hold on. Jeez. Wow. Okay. Movie clip number 4. These are all movies celebrating their 40th birthday. They were all released in 1980. We still have Everblades tickets, Babacoo Saw, Ballpark Festival of Beers. Name this movie.
Hmm. Ever been in a cockpit before?
No, sir. I've never been up in a plane before.
Have you ever seen a grown man naked?
Do you want me to check the weather, Clarence?
No, why don't you take care of it? Joey, do you ever hang around the gymnasium?
We better get back now, Joey.
No, Joey can stay here for a while if you'd like.
Could I? Okay, if you don't get in the way.
Flight 209 into Denver radio. Climbing to cruise at 42,000. We'll report again over Lincoln. Over and out.
Wait a minute. I know you. You're Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. You play basketball for the Los Angeles Lakers.
I'm sorry, son, but you must have me confused with someone else. My name is Roger Murdoch. I'm the co-pilot.
You are, Kareem. I've seen you play. My dad's got season tickets.
I think you should go back to your seat now, Joey. Right, Clarence?
Oh, he's not bothering anyone. Let him stay here.
All right, but just remember, my name is Roger Murdoch. I'm an airline pilot.
I think you're the greatest, but my dad says you don't work hard enough on defense. And he says that lots of times you don't even run down court. And that you don't really try, except during the playoffs.
The hell I don't. Listen, kid. I've been hearing that crap ever since I was at UCLA. I'm out there busting my buns every night. Tell your old man to drag Walton and Lanier up and down the court for 48 minutes.
Joey. You like movies about gladiators?
Name the movie. Name the movie. 277-9600. I don't even know about this kid. Yeah.
Ahoy, Stan. Hot damn.
Hot damn. Boy, you got the worst phone connection since Apollo 13.
But he makes up for it in enthusiasm.
Sure do. Can you name the movie?
I'm guessing Airplane.
It is Airplane. What would you like?
I'll take them Everblades tickets.
You got them, buddy.
You got them Everblades
we'll
tickets.
We'll send you over to Rob. Pick
hot
a game,
damn.
Pick a game you want to go to.
Damn,
hold
on.
I love the enthusiasm. Okay, we have Baba Kusaw, Everblades tickets, 15th Annual Ballpark Festival of Beers. Our final film. This film is 40 years old. It came out in 1980. Name the movie.
So I tell you, now when Mona died last winter, I said to myself, Al, if you keep busting your hump 16, 20 hours a day, you'll end up with a $60 million funeral, you know? Hey, Doc, can you scare up another round for our table over here and tell the cook this is low-grade dog food, all right? And here, take this for yourself, okay? Jeez, I had better food at the ball game, you know? I tell you, this steak still has marks where the jockey was hitting it. Well, anyway, today I just stick to real estate, you know? With the market these days, if you own anything but land, you own a popcorn farm. Oh, somebody step in a duck.
Isn't that right, sir?
The graveyard is two blocks to the left, okay? Hey, where's the bar? Let's have some drinks here, see what's going on, for crying out loud. Hey, waiter, here, this is for you, all right? Oh, Captain Hook. Well, how about the grand you owe me, huh? Nah, forget about it. I'm just kidding, all right? Oh, this your wife. Oh, a lovely lady. Hey, baby, you're all right. You must have been something before electricity, huh? Okay. Hey, doll, how are you? Huh? You live alone? Hey, Rabbi, nice seeing you. Okay, you're all right. Folks, how are you, huh? Oh, this your grandson, huh? Oh, wonderful boy. Nice boy, right? He's a good boy, I'll tell you. Now I know why tigers eat their young, you know? Woof! The dance of the living dead.
Name the movie.
God bless him.
Yeah. 40 years ago. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Rich.
Rich. Cape Coral. Happy birthday, Cape Coral. What's the movie?
Caddyshack.
It is Caddyshack, the great Rodney Dangerfield. What would you like?
Can I do the Ballpark Festival of Beers?
You sure can. Hold the line, all right?
Thank you.
Nice job. Hold on. Any outro, please?
Oh, sure.
40-year anniversary. A lot more celebrating 40 as well.
I enjoyed hearing Rodney.
Oh, absolutely. Well, it's a one-liner day. So why not have a little feature of Rodney Dangerfield?
And that concludes Stan's tribute to the films of 1980. Tune in next week as Stan continues with 1981.
No, that's 39 years ago. I might go 30 years ago, 20 years ago.
Well, who can say? It's one surprise after another. From Radio City in Estero, this is Mark Haney speaking.
A toy battery-driven bunny just can't stop beating a little bass drum. And we just can't stop beating a long dead horse. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us Tuesday afternoon. Mark Haney in the news. Coming up here in a few minutes, we'll also get you updated on traffic. 6 o'clock, it'll be Rob's show. He will have the 6 o'clock safe word for you. Could get you a thou. Now, I want to tell you about something that's happening on Saturday, starting at noon at Riverside Park in Bonita Springs. Haney and I have been to Vegas a lot of times, and they have a lot of tribute bands. Some better than the real deal. And you go in and you watch these tribute bands, and they are really good. Well, 96K Rock and the Businesses Supporting Communities present the first Tribute Band Festival. It's going to happen Saturday, Riverside Park in Bonita Springs.
And it is a loaded lineup.
And here's the lineup. Gimme Jimmy. A Jimi Hendrix tribute. These are all on one stage, one day. Gimme Jimmy, a Hendrix tribute. Pure Heart, A Heart tribute. Renegade. Styx tribute. Smokin', which is a tribute to Boston. Never Stop Believin'. A Journey tribute. And they were just at Bacon Jam last week. They're going to be there for Tribute Band Festival. Completely Unchained, a Van Halen tribute. And they're good. Proceeds from the Tribute Band Festival will benefit the Gulf Coast Humane Society. You can get your tickets right now at 96krock.com. We'll have tickets during the week for you as well. If I'm not mistaken, Rob's show might have tickets tonight with his show. Tribute bands galore, Saturday, Riverside Park, Bonita Springs. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon. Wow, one thing on the board. Hit and run. Fort Myers, Buckingham Road, and Palm Beach Boulevard. And you are up to date. We'll have another traffic update, our final traffic update for you, in about 30 minutes. Mark Haney and the News. Brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. Starts right now.
From News Headquarters, this is the evening news and a special report on federal judges. Tonight, in trouble with the law.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Tuesday, January 21st.
Double M, double X.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Now, how cold is it supposed to be?
Tonight's supposed to be the coldest night of the year. If you can, Rob, bring me up with one of the local TV stations their like 5-day extended forecast, because I think tonight is going to be the coldest. I want to say in some areas there's like a frost warning. Yeah, throw me up the, look at it, it's 58 degrees
58
outside.
58 now.
All right, we got a tomorrow, only a high of 63.
Ooh.
A low, am I right there? A low of 36.
And then it goes right back to normal.
Then it's going
to
warm up to 77. 50 still cool. So it's 63 tomorrow, 77. 77, 76, 71.
Oh, but there's
71.
A huge difference between the 30s and the 50s.
Overnight lows. Tonight, supposed to be the coldest night of the year, 36 degrees. Then it goes up to 50, 57, 61, back down to 52 for the next three nights.
Yeah, just can't so make up his mind.
It's going to warm up a little bit after tomorrow. But tonight, they say by 11 p.m., it's going to be 41 degrees in our area, give or take a few degrees if you're closer to the goof. 6 o'clock this morning when I wiped the sleepy dust from my eyes, and don't say, oh, you can sleep, Stan. I wake up automatically. I get up. And it's going to be 36 degrees.
Yeah, it'll be 41 by 11. And then,
yeah, that's what I say. Yeah.
Then dip.
Yeah, well, that overnight, and it's not cloudy out there, so the heat escapes.
Yeah, it'll be 50 by 7.
Yeah, it's going to keep dropping. Drop, 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 drop.
Well, you can't say you weren't warned.
Yep.
Time now for things you didn't know. I think we all are aware of how Australia was colonized.
Yeah, they sent prisoners to Australia.
Yeah, the dregs. Well, when Australia was colonized in 1788, they're isolated out there in the Pacific.
Yeah.
And they had to come up with some means of currency. for the first 10 years of Australia's existence, if you wanted to buy or sell anything, you needed rum.
They knew. You always see those old movies, you know, where they're sailing around the horn and hot buttered rum.
Hot damn.
Hot damn. I have never in my life, and they always would get it out of a wooden bucket, hot and put it in a mug. Hot buttered rum. I'd like to try it. Might make me sick, but I'd give it a taste. Never had it, but that was back in the old days, seafaring days. Hot buttered rum.
Arg.
Yes.
Any idea when the very first television commercial aired?
All right, let me deduce this. TV, regular TV broadcast was in the late 40s. Now, yeah, they did the stuff with Roosevelt and all that, but TV programs came on in the late 40s. Limited programming. You had your Milton Berles, you had wrestling, you had boxing, you had a few other sports, baseball maybe. But I would say, Haney, mid to late 40s.
You're in the neighborhood, but not close enough. The very first television commercial aired on July 1st, 1941. It aired just prior to a Brooklyn Dodgers Philadelphia Phillies game, and it was for the Bulova Watch Company.
Do you have that? Hold on, let me bring up the sound on that. Start it from the beginning. This is the first commercial. Okay.
America runs on Bulova time.
Okay, that's...
They've gotten a little longer since then.
Yeah, that was... Appreciate that.
It was a black and white clip art image of the United States.
Yes, I'm looking at it.
With a Bulova watch superimposed over it. And then you heard the announcer, America runs on Bulova time.
What the? That was it?
Why does he sound like that?
I don't know. That doesn't sound like it's original. That sounds like somebody trying to make it sound original. I don't know that that's the real voice.
So are you calling Rob a liar?
I'm not calling. He went and looked up the Bulova commercial, and I'm saying I don't know that that's the one.
You're saying, all right, so you're not suggesting it's on purpose. You're just saying he may not be a liar, but he's an idiot. He's been taken in.
No. What does the clip say, Rob?
A rube.
It says that it's the very first TV ad for ever. The first ever ad was Bulova watches in 1941. It cost a whopping $9, just $4 more than their reconstruction cost.
I don't know that was, I mean, that might be a...
You're right. He said right here, there wasn't any voiceover for it, so I went and hired a guy to recreate what many documentaries said they sounded like.
Well, it would have been nice to know that ahead of time, wouldn't it? So he is a liar.
No, he's not.
Is he a rube?
Look,
what would you say he is?
Deceived.
So a rube.
That's a sucker.
Just fell off the old turnip truck.
It was just, so there was there no announcer?
He said there wasn't any voiceover for it. That's why he hired somebody.
For that clip that they
had. And so he hired a guy to sound like this.
Yeah, make it sound like it's throwback, but it's not. I feel ripped off.
Well, you should, and Rob should be ashamed of himself.
I'm sorry, Big Stan.
To air something like that.
not much gets past you.
That is, I can, you know what? I've been in the business a little while. I can tell something that's old or something that's been reenacted.
Yeah. Sometimes, but I've seen you buy things at antique stores that are pretty obviously.
Well, it's a gamble. It's a gamble. Sometimes you hit the bonanza, sometimes you don't.
Then you just have a garage sale and you pawn it off on another sucker.
Well, I don't have any knowledge on it. You have to just assume that.
It's a garage sale,
don't bring
you know?
Up the Yogi Berra baseball.
Yep.
Did Yogi Berra really sign this? Like, I don't know. It's just been in the garage.
I don't know. It's a baseball.
It's got his name on it.
You know, somebody wrote something on it.
Yeah.
This guy doesn't know what he's got.
Yeah.
That's a Yogi Berra signed baseball.
Well, that's at least...
I never said that.
That's right. That's what I said. You know, a real one goes, that's a $150 ball right there, but I'll let it go for $45.
Yeah.
We both take a gamble, huh?
Yeah, take a look at my face. I'm stupid. I don't know who Yogi Berra is. Any other Major League Baseball players that you'd really like a ball from? I could take a look inside.
Yeah, who do you want? Yeah, let me find a good scuffed up ball. There we go.
And there you go.
Whitey Ford.
Oh, my God. Yogi Berra and Whitey Ford and all for $50.
Yeah, I think I got a Jackie Robinson in there, too.
I'd have to look.
Yeah.
Would you like a certificate of authenticity?
I'll print one out for you.
On a dot matrix.
Yeah.
You know, a dot matrix ribbon that says this is real. Police in Bangkok, Thailand are trying to locate a couple, a heterosexual couple.
Okay.
Who have been filming themselves in Thailand having sex outside of a tennis court at a local college.
I can't look. This guy.
And they've been posting the video on a pornographic website.
Yes, they have.
Now, there is very clear video that shows the actual couple. And they could be looking at a $150 fine for performing lewd acts in public.
She looks like she knows what she's doing. Hands up on the palm tree.
Mm-hmm. Assume the position. So even though there is clear photographic evidence...
Yep.
For some reason, the police in Thailand felt, instead of showing their faces, they felt they needed to reenact what the couple were doing. So they did the only thing they could do.
What's that?
They created a photo of two fully clothed male police officers awkwardly recreating the couple's sexual position up against the tree.
Yeah, they got Officer Fong right there on the downstroke.
And they are really enthusiastic here in the photo reenactment.
My God!
Why would he agree to do that?
I don't know.
Because that's forever, man.
Yep. Seriously.
He's up against a tree with a uniformed officer giving him the business.
Yep. Right there. And look at the reaction on the guy playing the girl.
Yep.
Huh?
He's making direct eye contact with the camera.
Well, you know, amateur porn guys, they love that. They love to break the third wall.
No word on whether this particular crime-fighting technique has paid off.
Jeez.
He'll never live that down.
That'll go around. That'll be posted up everywhere.
And of course, all he can do is to say, you think that's funny?
Yeah. It just go around. You think that's funny?
Yes.
Yeah? Is that to you?
Think you're funny?
Yeah.
Yes.
You really do?
Yes.
Yeah.
You think this is funny?
Yes.
You guys think you're funny?
In a moment. Visit Jason and Todd
at the Diamond District. Planning a wedding can be a daunting task. Imagine your elation if you received a call and were given 20% off the price of your wedding venue. Or the wedding dress designer surprised you and let you know you could have 20% off the dress you've dreamed of for years. Well, I'm not sure you'll receive either of those calls, but I'd like to share with you that our friends Jason and Todd with the Diamond District would like to give you 20% off your wedding bands this Saturday and Sunday only, January 25th and 26th, during the Diamond District's Winter Wedding Band Expo. This is the best time of year to buy your wedding bands, with the lowest prices and largest selection from America's top bridal designers only at the Diamond District. Save 20% off manufacturers' direct pricing. So what's the next best thing to the 20% of the people you don't want to attend your wedding staying home? It's 20% off your wedding bands from Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. And they'll throw in 12 months interest-free financing. At the Diamond
District. And now, back to Haney's News on the Stan and Haney Show.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, a jewelry store owner in San Diego was feeling pretty good about himself as he was under the impression that he was chatting up a gullible couple on Friday.
Sure.
And seemed like it paid off because the woman in the couple seemed absolutely thrilled with the jewelry store owner's suggestion, so much so that she said, you've got yourself a deal, but she had to go back out to the car to get her wallet. Well done, jewelry store owner. After she walked out the door to get her wallet, the guy she was with, all of a sudden, out of the blue, grabbed a handful of gold necklaces from behind the counter and hauled ass out the door.
Jeez.
Now, he got out the door, but it doesn't much matter because the police know exactly who he is.
Oh, really?
Because on his way out the door, his fanny pack got snagged on the door. And it fell off. It had all his stuff in it, including photo ID.
I'm looking at the video right now, and sure enough, dropped right to the ground. Idiot.
Now, they know exactly who he is. But see, he must have realized they know exactly who he is, so he hasn't gone home. They haven't got him. But they do have the fanny pack, license number, all of that stuff. The owners say the gold necklaces are worth somewhere in the neighborhood of 70 to 80 grand.
Wow. And he didn't even take them all.
And in hindsight, the owner now believes the woman may have been in on it as well.
You're kidding. That? Are you serious?
Now, the door to the store has an automatic lock to prevent just this type of thing. Customers have to be buzzed in and buzzed out, so the ruse with having to go to the car to get the wallet was so she could hold the door open for him.
Aha!
You know, when you watch professional wrestling, it's no great surprise when someone blatantly interferes in a match.
Yep. Yep.
However, you don't usually see it happen during wrestling matches at the high school level.
No, because that's your traditional Greco-Roman wrestling.
Well, two high school kids were wrestling at a meet in North Carolina on Saturday when one of the kids got a little overambitious and body slammed his opponent, which is perfectly fine at the professional level, but it is a move at the high school level that is considered illegal, and the referee immediately called it an illegal move. And that seemed to be that. Except that just as the referee called the penalty,
yeah,
out of nowhere, the kid that got body slammed, well, his daddy sprinted out of the crowd without warning and took the other wrestler to the ground immediately.
Tackled him right there.
And that's how Barry Jones of Harrisburg, North Carolina, was arrested for simple assault and disorderly conduct.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill? Yeah, thanks, Dad.
Yep. You know, that'll be the talk around the school.
Yep, that'll really help me. Thank you. Yeah, I love you too. Yeah. Don't worry about it. I'll live it down eventually, you know, when I maybe go away to college and or move to a different town.
Right, with a different name.
Mm-hmm. You have told me many, many times, Stan, when I see things that don't make sense on the surface, you say, Haney, all you need to understand, the heart wants...
What the heart wants.
There's a gentleman by the name of Irvin Johnson.
Magic Johnson?
Well, based on this story, there's nothing magic about him. But this Irvin lives in Austin, Texas. Last Thursday, Irvin learned that his former girlfriend had gone on a date to Burger King with another man, and that that man had purchased the ex-girlfriend a Burger King meal. Well, Irvin could not let this stand.
Nope.
So he did the only thing he could do.
What's that?
Well, he hid in the bushes.
Yeah, class.
Outside the woman's apartment. And when she arrived, headed up the walkway, holding the Burger King bag, he jumped out of the bushes, snatched it out of her hand, and ran off.
That's a tasty burger.
That one of the new Hawaiian burger places?
That is one tasty burger.
She called the police, and Irvin was charged with theft for taking that delicious burger. You mind if I wash it down here?
Yeah. Yep. Dun, 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 dun.
And that's the news for today, Tuesday, January 21st.
Double M, double X.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Marky Haney, telling it like it is.
It'll be a cold day in hell before somebody else gets her Burger King.
Yep.
That was our thing.
Yep. Now give me that burger.
Jesus.
You aren't going to eat that. That's something that only you and I do.
That was our thing.
Yep.
That's our place.
Uh-huh. Means a lot.
What's wrong with people?
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, you do.
I'm not. I can sit here and start discussing it, but I'm not. They're crazy.
No. The heart wants.
Oh, well, that's different.
So that doesn't apply here?
Oh, it applies. I don't know if it applies. He didn't want the burger himself.
No, he just could not abide another man buying a Burger
That's
King
jealousy.
Burger.
That's jealousy. That's rage and jealousy. The heart want, if he really wanted a burger and she
the heart
had
would have wanted a burger.
Yes.
But he wants her.
Right.
But she doesn't want him.
No.
Yet she's still got to eat.
But he's doing that not out of wanting her because of the burger. He wants that burger because she was with somebody else. That's jealousy.
Did he think that by physically removing the burger that she'd see that as chivalrous behavior?
She probably didn't, but he had a brief moment of satisfaction. Then she probably proceeded to tell him what an ass he was.
Well, I guess it's up to him how much he values that brief moment.
That's right. What do you take from
it? It's not up to us to put a value on it.
Correct.
Some people put a value of 5 to 20 years on that.
Yep. Jason and Todd from the Diamond District. Bringing us news, we'll be back with Stan and Haney.
The only radio show in history to escape from the jaws of a dinosaur. Only to meet a dishy brunette who breaks hearts like glass. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey everybody, Stan and Haney. Thank you for spending your Tuesday afternoon with us. Rob's show coming up at 6 o'clock. And he will have the 6 o'clock safe word for you. And your chance at $1,000. Simple as that. Let's take a final look at traffic for your drive home this afternoon. Both of these are in Fort Myers. A crash, Buckingham Road and Palm Beach Boulevard. And in Fort Myers, a disabled vehicle, Brookshire Lake Boulevard and Daniels Parkway. That's just beautiful. That's, you know what? Season doesn't end for anybody living on Daniels Parkway.
Nope.
Because as soon as the snowbirds think they're starting to leave, then you got spring training. That's going to start next month.
Yeah.
And then bumper to bumper.
It's like just one big stop sign for several miles.
Yeah. And all the local girls get all excited because their ball players are coming back. Their future husbands.
Time now for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy the way it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
I was in third grade when they told me there was a skeleton inside of me and it freaked me out. From then on, every Halloween, I went door to door naked. Don't think of the skin. Don't think of the skin. That was the same year she asked us if we could be any animal in the world, what animal would we want to be? And I raised my hand. I said, a bird. And she said, why? So you could fly? And I said, no, so my would be white. The teacher started crying. One of my grandfathers died when he was a little boy. Lately, I've been trying to feel healthier, so I've been eating a lot of vitamins, but I don't know. How many vitamins do you have to eat before you feel full? One good thing about it, though, the color of my urine is amazing. It's like going to a laser show. I go in there, I shut the lights off, I put Pink Floyd on.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we'll be back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock We are the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock, and we leave you this afternoon with this.
4 o'clock fluffer. Mark.
Stan.
Everyone.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
How are you?
What you cooking?
Chicken.
A dentist in Alaska was convicted on charges after a video surfaced of him extracting a patient's tooth while showing off on a hoverboard.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Well, you can add that to today's list of the
top
signs you've got a bad dentist.
Top signs you've got a bad dentist.
You can't help but notice she herself is missing several teeth.
Oh.
You don't notice it right away, but on closer inspection, you realize the chair has arm and leg restraints. He accepts no insurance at all. Payments must be in the form of cash or cocaine.
Oh, God.
I hear you.
Hollywood once made a movie loosely based on him.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's called Saw.
You guys think you're funny.
Oh, yeah, you know what? This is joke time. This what these are what the little
side splitting.
Yeah.
You really do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think this is funny?
Yeah.
Yes.
You really do?
You really do?
Kinda. That really took the wind out of my sails.
Yeah, it sure did.
Harder than ever.
Sure does, Billy.
Thanks, Billy. He tells you right before your extraction that he's determined not to allow his Parkinson's diagnosis to stop him from doing what he loves. His policy on Novocaine is one for you, two for
That's
him.
Right.
You know, you're a little bit out of it after the procedure.
Oh, and sure.
When you ask how to get back to the waiting room, he says, just follow the blood trail.
Oh, I needed to hear that. Yeah, can I come later for moose soup?
Come down later for moose soup.
Then just get all fat and sassy.
And finally, the very top sign you've got a bad dentist.
Yes.
She's famous for giving customers what's known as the Giuliani. And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock.
Over.
You think that's funny?
Yeah. Oh, speaking of
you
that.
I think you're funny.
Yeah. This is the only thing I'm going to mention in the email letters to us section. And it was meant for Mike Chinopoulos on Illegal, but I think I can read it now because I don't know that there is a definitive answer. I was just wondering, can I sue Stan and Haney for fraud? You see, I've been listening to them for more than 15 years, and I just found out yesterday that they're not funny. What are my rights? Please advise. 15 years, he just realized.
When we think it's funny.
Yeah.
You really do?
Yeah. Yeah. Jeez.
It's going to live forever, you stooge.
I'm not saying it's like you're going to fall down crying and lose all bodily control. Yep. That kind of funny, but it's amusing.
Amusing, yeah.
You think this is funny?
Yeah. Yes.
You really do?
Yeah.
You guys think you're funny?
Yeah. Jeez.
We really do.
You really do?
Yeah.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day is a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.